rentfree1310@gmail.com is the address. When you want to share with us what lives rent-free in your brain, P1s, this is all about you. Again, rentfree1310@gmail.com. And we start with P1 Mark. He says, good, strong, sweet spot. Last week, my wife and I went to see Top Gun Maverick for its IMAX re-release. I wasn't aware that they had a re-release, but that's a great movie to go see on the big screen. During an early scene, a dramatic reunion occurs in a bar between Tom Cruise and his old flame, played by Jennifer Connelly. It was in the surround sound IMAX quality audio that I noticed playing quietly in the background the distinct rhythm of Let's Dance by David Bowie. I then began to annoy my wife during a somewhat emotional scene because I started muttering the lyrics to Let's Bunt under my breath. Of course, made great, famous by DJ. If you want to go and roll that out, yeah. We all love this one. And I love that the ticket has ruined this song because this is not even close to my favorite David Bowie song. Like
it's a fun song, though.
This is on the radio, I don't know if I'm going to stick with it, but now I have a new appreciation for it because of one DJ Ringenberg.
I feel like I hear it more now since Let's Bunt dropped a year and a half ago. Like, it'll just be on at the grocery store or at a dive bar, and this will come on at midnight, and you just start singing Let's Bunt.
Yeah, and of course, last year at Summer Chill, DJ did this, and I'm curious to see what sort of new Bowie rendition we could have this year. It's summer. We call it Summer Chill or Summer Bash. It is the watching party.
Yes. Same day as the
Team USA roundtables.
Summer Chill. Soccer Party 26.
All right.
It's what the website
says. Sidecar Social.
Yep.
It's all free, so join us. And then Mark adds, to add insult to injury, the next song playing in the bar was Bang a Gong by T-Rex. Then I began to mutter the lyrics to the T.C. Fleming classic, Bang a Gonk. My wife, who is thoroughly unamused by Ragonk's versions of music, hissed at me to shut up. I went into silence gladly, satisfied that Top Gun Maverick reaffirms its good taste in music. Queef, P1 Mark. And I don't necessarily remember the T.C. song, but I definitely know T-Rex's Bang a Gonk.
Yeah, this was in the Ragonk heyday when it was just, you know, there was the website, there was the crossword puzzle, and this was
pending litigation for the website.
Some countersuits. So this was our production guy JJ made, I think he made about half a dozen songs. We might have to find them all sometime, but this was one of the ones. It was a little bit of a deeper cut, but I would play these from time to time as returns from noon to three. Funny how the fall of 2014, I mean, it was like Lynn's Sanity with Ragonk.
Yep.
It was just every single show was laughing at it. They did their own songs. I played the drop all the time. I probably had something to do with it. Kid said it at halftime of a Clippers game that he performed at. It was everywhere.
Well, and R.I.P.
Beatlemania.
R.I.P. to the Ticker Tees, which is where Ragonk came from.
We need to bring those back. We got so many good e-breaks from Ticker Teases.
It was fertile ground for the e-break.
Lando really missed out on the tease.
I did not.
The Lakers make the call. See? All that and next on the Ticket Ticker.
And that's Alexi how the
ticker.
And if it wasn't for the tease, maybe Alexi's ticker is just flawless.
We literally named a CD called All That and Next.
Yes, because of a ticker tease.
So
imagine
great.
What we've missed out on.
I know. All right, this is from the e-break caller, e-break man. He decided to email in. He says, the Jim Rome commercial airing with him calling the NCAA "you pigs" in that voice is hilarious to me. And not only do I fight through the commercial to say it with him at the end like it's some kind of banger on the radio, I say while putting the meat on a sandwich, also, not sure I can listen to NCAA playoff talk anymore without pigs in my head. That's all, folks. E-Break Man.
Stop jerking with the best event in all of sports, you pigs.
Yes.
And I guess Romy has a...
You pigs.
He also goes to the lava pigs well. He calls the people that want to email or call in and bitch lava pigs.
Okay, so that's something he goes to often.
That was also interesting. They make a promo about his show, his sports show, and the entire promo is him dissing his listeners.
Bagging on his P1s.
You listeners are so...
It's like EA.
It's like EA made a promo.
Stupid fans.
That's why we're
pigs. You need to start using pigs more.
Well, thanks, E-Break Man. I look forward to Friday morning.
Pigs. He is not a pig. E-Break Man, not a pig. Not a lava pig either.
Also, a relative of Bloody Murder Girl.
Okay.
I found that out at Jub Jam last year.
Interesting.
And Jub Jam's coming up Friday night. This is from P1 Hunter Dale, who is a frequent at ticket events. He says, I listen to the Unticket a lot, but I just recently discovered the fake Brad Sham. It was such greatness with Gordo doing a perfect voice reciting Alanis Morissette lyrics. And the fake Brad is one of my favorite, you know, offshoot characters of all time. In fact, so much so, I'll actually sing lyrics to a song my wife will enjoy in Brad Sham voice just to defeat her a little bit. And do we have anything in there that is fake Brad?
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy. Yeah. I'm high, but I'm grounded. I'm sane, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm lost, but I'm hopeful, baby. And what it all comes down to is that everything's gonna be fine, fine, fine.
So that's actually the real Brad Sham doing lyrics to Alanis because Gordo, for I want to say years before that was laid down, would do fake Brad doing Alanis.
Yeah, we need to hear some fake Brad. Do we have any fake Brad?
Your stare was holding.
There you go.
Ripped jeans, skin was showing.
Oh no.
Hot night, wind was blowing. Where you think you going, baby? Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe.
So good. Awesome. We needed to hear both of those, too, because it's the same thing.
Can you guys get back to football, please?
It's amazing that Brad Sham was such a good sport that not only did he do an Alanis song, when we asked him to just read the lyrics, he also did Baby Got Back. And that's one of my favorite, like, mixed anything dumb songs we play here on
like
the station.
Big butts. I cannot lie.
And finally, Armin, this is from P1MR. He says, one, rent-free. Why is this show only 2 hours? Seriously, just my bros on the radio should be noon to three. Lunch with a sweet spot is what people want. Keep up the good work, gents. Well, that's nice of you to say, MR.
I think the invasion is doing great from the extra hour that they got.
I'm good with a two-hour
show.
Yeah,
2 hours
is
nice.
It's a sweet spot. It's
So, and Diamond Talk at night, so kind of three.
And he says number two. He said, just watch the Weenie 500 on Fox. Find it and enjoy it. It's short, perfect for a segment. Nothing like the guys that call the Indy 500 talking about racing wieners. It's incredible. Again, keep up the good work. Really enjoy the show. Best, MR. And I went and found this, and you can find a condensed version of this on YouTube. Apparently, this aired on Fox ahead of the Indy 500 this past weekend, where Oscar Mayer Wienermobiles, six of them raced around the track. And I think this is the second straight year they've done it.
Yeah.
I feel like this is very...
This sounds like something Jay knows all about.
We kept up on this with the Funhouse.
Of course.
Yeah, very much in Jay's wheelhouse. And, yeah, you can find the condensed version, and Andy Richter in a... Barbershop Quartet sing the Oscar Mayer song before it to get it underway. And the guys that actually call the Indy 500, they write so many jokes over like the 10 and a half minutes this lasts.
Mm-hmm.
Every joke is wiener driven, and it's really funny. And I pulled a couple of examples, a couple minutes of this, and this is labeled slippery wieners.
That's the key there, Townsend. You see the conditions here so much different than last year. This cloud cover, cooler temperatures. Does that play advantage to the chili dog?
We talked last year about slippery wieners. Conditions this year are slippery, not yet wet, but how does that make the handling of your wiener different?
Well, you got to look at the trail of New York dog now. Almost has lost the draft entirely back there. You got to think that all the boos from this crowd when New York dog was introduced.
Oh, yeah.
The locals are not a fan, and you got to think it's playing in their heads a little bit.
As we get further into this race, the tires start to fall off. These weenies get hard to handle. You got to grab them with both hands and make sure you hang on through these corners, because they can really start stepping out and getting away from you.
Do not want to overcook it early. Sliding out though and having a look. Seattle dog making a move.
That's a block, Townsend. That's absolutely a block.
That is a dirty wiener. I don't think I can endorse that kind of behavior.
They were buns to buns coming off of two, and that was not right.
That was not right.
They spent 12 months writing those jokes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, there's even more. Go ahead and play.
And I got to say, never mind the brickyard. When you've got six weenies running around the speedway, it's the brat yard right now, and it is an all-out dash on this final lap.
I got to say, they look like they were running much faster, much faster than last year.
Look at this great shot from Corndog. You can just sense the urgency to make a move here, but three wieners to pass, that's a lot of wieners.
How much are these wieners going to twitch, though, under that heavy load?
Well, you know, the twitchiness, a twitchy wiener, though, is something that you can really calm down with the control.
Oh! You talk about control. Right up the inside now.
Side by side as they come off turn two.
Chili Dog with a run on Slaw Dog. Edging.
Okay.
Edging. Pushes that wiener all the way to the front.
But think of the hole that wiener is pushing through the air. It's creating an opportunity.
And here comes Shy Dog. Three way.
Oh, my goodness.
Four wide. Four wieners. Side by side. This is incredible.
It's wobbling. We got a wobbly wiener in fourth. That's Slaw Dog, but New York.
So that's like 10 minutes of that.
The visual's great, too, because they're driving so slow.
Yeah.
And no, they're going, what, 20 miles per hour, maybe?
He should never be saying edging.
Huh?
Four wide.
Yeah.
Edging.
And this is on Fox.
Exactly. And I like that Corndog looks just like the other Wienermobiles. It just has a stick out of the back.
Yeah.
Doesn't actually look like a corn dog, but good times.
That's so great.
And Jay, next year I will watch the Weenie 500 before the 111th running of the Indy 500.
We root for Chili Dog down here. He represents Texas.
Perfect.
All right.
All right. Well, that's another edition of Rent Free. Again, rentfree1310@gmail.com is the address. Anything you want to throw at us, we will share with the class.